Hi, it's Kane Hodder, Jason from Friday the 13th. You're watching Slash and Cast. Keep watching, or I'll kill you and your whole family.
What's going on, horror fans? Welcome back to another episode of Slash and Cast. My name is Riley. That is Nick. Before we get things started, we have a couple announcements. First of all, make sure you check out our streams, okay? We like streaming F13 all the time, and we're trying to get back into a legitimate flow of things. So there should be quite a few this week, and, you know, we're trying to get back on that official grind. And we just had one the other day. It was a lot of fun. A lot of new people joined us, and we're going to try keeping that kind of thing going. So make sure you subscribe, turn notifications on so you know anytime we go live, or drop a new video, of course. Also, we are going to be at Days of the Dead Chicago, November 17th through the 19th, of course, in Chicago. It's going to be a lot of fun, a whole bunch of celebrities, a lot of events going on, and so we'll just be hanging out there. Would happily meet you. If you know, we can sign stuff if you really want to, if it's really that important to you. But it'd be fun to meet you guys there. So if you're in the Chicago area, November 17th or 19th, you should come hang out. It'd be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
With that, let's move on. Tour topics of the day, of course, opening up with Friday the 13th, the game, Spring Break, 1984 DLC, the swimsuit DLC that everybody's been talking about for, well, what, a month and a half, 2 months. It's officially dropped. Came out of nowhere like it usually does, and it came with a pretty great patch as well.
Yeah.
First of all, if you don't have it, especially because if you're in Sony EU, because Europe's having issues with Sony, because their store doesn't update until Tuesday. So if you don't have it yet, that being Monday, tomorrow you should be getting it. Everything should be good to go. Anyway, they were having issues rolling out as well. But if you don't have it yet and you haven't purchased it yet, we'll be giving away 10 of those. Okay, so there's a link in the description running through Gleam.io, of course, just like we do all our giveaways. 10 of those. Winners will be announced on Friday. That'll be the end of the competition on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're gonna announce them through our stream. So like I said, make sure you check out our streams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, yeah, you get to pick your platform of choice for the DLC. That is up to you. And then we'll sneak your way. You know, it's only $2, but you save $2, you know. It's going to go up to $4.
Right.
So, also, I mean, if you want to purchase it yourself, you should get in the first couple of weeks because it will be $2 and 50% off instead of $4.
Right.
So, with that, there you go. How do you like the DLC? Because I do like it.
Right. I mean, it's just cosmetic. You know, no gives nobody an advantage in the game. You know, it's fun. You know, sometimes you need something fun.
You need something to spice it up.
Right. You know, I love, you know, running. I mean, I've been playing each of the characters, you know, just to, you know, get a feel for their backside. So, like I said, something fun that, you know, was added. And, you know, sometimes you need that. When we go the month without getting an update, you know, towards the end of the month, you know, people start, you know, oh, maybe I should play something else. You know, it's getting a little stale. And then with the patch, you know, we got, you know, the Spring Break DLC. So,
right.
And it was a lot of fun. That stream the other day we had when the day that it dropped, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Actually, the Spring Break DLC to me, although I enjoy it, gameplay-wise, didn't really make a big difference. Actually, the rest of the patch is what I enjoyed the most.
Right.
First of all, we got the emote system. You have 8 new emotes, whether that's, you know, pointing, telling another player to get down, yes, no, that kind of stuff. Didn't get the dances that we saw in the dev diary, but I imagine we're getting those at some point in the future.
Right.
You don't really need them, though, not going to lie, but I would like to do a dance on Jason or something.
Right. We use mics, so we don't, you know, use the emotes if we're making fun of somebody. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, as for the rest of the patch, that's where things get interesting to me, because some of the things that people have been complaining about that need to be fixed for a long time were finally fixed, including some of the perks the counselors have. Grease Monkey, I mean, we've been waiting forever for Grease Monkey to get fixed. Like, I held on to my epic version of Grease Monkey before the game came out. I had that perk.
Yeah, 50%?
54%.
Yeah, that's insane. You know, on the stream the other day, I was dead. And I was spectating. And you were in a car. Jason, a part three Jason, a running Jason, smashed the front of the car. And you had the car started before he even got the prompt to pull you out of the window.
Yeah.
You were gone.
Yeah. So if you have a character with decent luck, which I was Chad at the time.
Yeah.
And then you're running Grease Monkey, an epic version at 54% startup time. I mean, that is just not fair. So I imagine that Grease Monkey gets nerfed. I mean, that's okay. It's working now, at least, and that's great. So, go down to, like, 30% at your peak, I would say, is pretty fair. Because it really – you can't stop it with Jason. That was a running Jason. Like, part six or part seven, they're not stopping you.
Mm-mm.
Not a chance.
No. Yeah. They fixed Grease Monkey. They also fixed Heavy Hitter, Man-at-Arms, and Tinker.
Yeah.
They also fixed the PhD in Murder achievement for Steam and Xbox One.
That's a big one.
Right. And another thing that just reading the patch notes just now, I just realized, they fixed the swing and the, you know, the breaking the window sound across the entire map.
Yeah.
You no longer hear that across the entire map.
You hear the whoosh.
Like, is Jason near me? You know, we were doing a challenge where we turned the music off.
Uh-huh.
And you would hear the swing and you're like, oh, is he here? But no, he's completely across the other map. And I'm just scrolling through so many just little things that got fixed.
I mean, the footstep sounds were fixed. One of the cool things, there was an issue for a long time where Part 9, Jason didn't have his own exclusive music.
Yeah.
He finally got his music, and it's actually very cool. I do like his song a lot. It's very dead creepy. It's very stringy and creepy. Also, certain male characters like LaChapa didn't have his own voice. Now they do. So those issues have been fixed. And it's good to see. So just minor things when it comes to that kind of stuff, but it's good to see. And it is something that does sort of like change the game mode up some. It's nice having it there. Okay, now let's go on to what people really want to talk about. Just today, just a couple hours ago, Wes Keltner, co-creator of the game, of course, dropped a GIF of Part 4 Jason on the Jarvis House map, rain pouring, wind blowing, moving the... That's so cool to me that the wind actually moves the trees and whatnot. It's beautiful. Now, the thing is, I did it with a GIF.
Yeah.
So there's no audio. That was very much intentional, by the way. They definitely didn't want to spoil the music. They didn't want to spoil the sound of the weather. They want to hear the thunder and lightning. They're hanging on to that pretty tightly. But what that should tell you is that Part 4 is pretty polished up. The map's pretty cleaned up. And it's safe to say it's close to dropping.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean... That's pretty great. I mean, we'll come back to the content guide in a second. I just want to mention one thing more about the GIF. It's 20% darker.
Yeah, you know, it looked a little darker. People, you know, were talking about that. And then Wes Keltner, you know, replied to his tweet and said, yeah, it's 20% darker, making flashlights more important.
Yeah, legitimately useful. One thing that Laffin always talks about all the time is that if we were to darken it down a little bit and where flashlights were important and actually crucial to play the game, then it would be much more immersive, and I agree. So the fact that they're making all maps 20% darker and then applying that with the weather, I mean, you playing as Jason, there's more strategy to it. You can hide. I think people will finally take advantage of Stalk the right way. I mean, there are players that are great with it, but a lot of guys are just balls to the wall, rushing, shift grabbing, which is fine. You can play that way if you want, but I love the Stalk mode in the game. I mean, that really is a creepy thing to play.
Yeah.
And catching guys off guard when you do it is the most satisfying thing in the world. So I'm so excited for weather just to add to that immersion and really make it really freaky.
Right. It's, you know, it's a little thing, you know, 20% darker. You know, it's going to make just the biggest difference in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, even playing as counselor, I mean, hiding can, it'll help you too.
I mean, when that update finally, you know, drops, I mean, we're going to go into a private match and we're just going to walk around and, ooh, see that shit. You know we will.
Yeah. It also, it makes lightning more useful.
Yeah.
So now, with it being dark, when lightning hits, I mean, the map is lighting up, and then that becomes useful. If the map's already bright enough that the lightning isn't very effective, now you're going to be able to see it more, and it's actually going to be useful for seeing the rest of the map.
No, you're gonna be able to do some really cool things as Jason and as a counselor with this added darkness. And again, you know, it's something that maybe you have to relearn how to play the game. You got to adjust to, you know, what's new.
If it's dark enough to the point where if, like, Jace takes a power out, and if he's standing at a window, and if you don't have your flashlight on, you can't see him,
the lightning hits,
that's going to be so cool. I really, really hope it's that dark, and I really hope it works that effectively.
You know, adding the more cinematic aspects to this indie title.
Yeah.
I mean... what more can you ask for?
True. And there's no better way to launch it than Part 4. I mean, Part 4 is one of the rainiest movies that there is.
Yeah.
Weather plays a huge factor in that movie. So perfect way to drop it into the game. Super excited for it. Now, a lot of people are asking how, like, will there be new maps? Or not really new maps, but will there be maps that have weather, the maps that don't have weather? Will you be able to, like, toggle it in? For private matches, you pick whether or not the weather is on or off. For public matches, it's completely random. And that's for all maps. So... I mean, that's nice. I like that it's completely random. You know, I actually don't really – there's a lot of times I don't really like when the host has the option to pick them in public matches because, I mean, you're recycling the same – I like a voting system. So I wish that something would be added. Can we vote?
Yeah, you know, occasionally you get the person that only wants to play Pakanek or only wants to play Higgins. And, I mean, they get old after two games in a row, really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, a voting system, I mean, would be a good thing to add, you know. But private matches, of course, you know, hosts could choose. So that's not a problem.
True. Okay. Now, let's go into some theories and what we're thinking when it comes to release dates. Now, this is our opinions, our theories. This is not confirmed by Gun Media by any means. But it's something that really makes sense to us. And, you know, Slashcast gives us a platform that we can discuss on. So we really want to jump into that. And we're going to come back and look at the content guide that we already did a video on. So if you're interested in the video, click right up there in that card. So you look at this and what we're expecting before Halloween. And, well, we already got was the free emo pack and the Spring Break 1984 DLC pack. But now we still know that Part 4 Jason's coming. The Jarvis house is coming. The new counselors, new kills, and new clothing. Again, another new clothing pack that we haven't even heard about.
Right.
So, you know, that's a lot to squeeze in.
I mean, September's over. You know, this is the last week of September. I mean, and in, you know, 40 days, less than 40 days, you got to squeeze, you know, all that in there. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and what they didn't put on this content guide was the physical copy release.
Yeah.
So we don't really have anything to bounce off of
right.
What comes before or what comes after it. But I'm fairly confident in saying that we're gonna see Part 4 Jason and the Jarvis house before the physical copy launch.
Right. You know, physical copy launch, Friday the 13th. Gun Media and Illphonic is just gonna be so swamped. You know, it's a whole new group of players, you know, that said they're gonna wait for the physical copies. I mean, it's gonna be in stores, so you might be like, oh, I heard about that game, you know, I'll get it. You know, it's a bunch of new people.
And renting it.
You know, the Bloody Jason skins, you know,
exclusive clothing pack
Yeah, the exclusive clothing pack, the Bloody Jason skins for the physical copies, mm-hmm. The different one for the digital copies. Then, you know, any new bugs that could, you know, come up, any cosmetic issues that pop up that they can, you know, quickly fix, you know, that day. You know, they're going to be busy on Friday the 13th, which makes us, you know, safe to assume that we're not going to get anything that is on this content guide that weekend or even that week. You know, maybe we see it earlier in the week if we see it at all.
Yeah.
But they're just going to be so busy on Friday the 13th and that weekend. I mean, it's another launch. It's another launch weekend.
It is.
So, I think it's safe to say we're not going to see any of this content. Again, that is our opinion. You know, nothing is confirmed.
Yeah. And what we also can expect, I would say, probably that weekend or probably the week before, is dedicated servers to officially launch on Xbox and PS4.
Right.
PC, we're solid. You know, one of the biggest complaint that I still see is, like, why isn't there host migration? I hate when the host leaves and the game ends. Well, first of all, you don't want host migration. I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
But dedicated servers removes a personal host in general. So if the host leaves, at least that person labeled as the host leaves, it doesn't change anything. There's no stoppage in gameplay. There's no finding a new host. It's just you keep going.
Right.
That's what PC already does.
Right. And if there was true host migration, you know, the game would stop for, you know, maybe even a minute trying to figure out who is the best host, you know. And then if Jason leaves, you know, they're thinking out of a way to implement, you know, just plugging a new Jason in there.
Yeah.
So
I don't know when we're going
to
see that.
Right. You know, but they have to take into account everybody's preferences and that too. Mm-hmm. And that could take, you know, with true host migration, that could take minutes to migrate a host. So, you know, what we want is dedicated servers. They made several posts on their forums about dedicated servers.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, on PC, the only way to end a game right now is pretty much Jason leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's no host issue there. So I expect to see that probably coming on physical launch as well because so many new people are coming as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so like we said, the content that's on the content guide, we don't think it's going to drop on Friday the 13th.
Right.
I would say that the Part 4 Jason and the Jarvis house are probably going to come October 7th, the week before the physical launch. And then after we get the physical launch, I think the new counselors and new kills will come on probably the weekend of the 21st.
Together.
And I think the Jarvis House Part 4 are going to come together, too. That, of course, makes sense.
Yeah.
And then that new clothing pack, I think, is actually going to be a Halloween clothing pack. Something, maybe it's stupid costumes or I don't know, orange pumpkin sweaters. You know, there's something along those lines.
Deborah needs a pumpkin sweater. Please.
So like stuff along those lines, and I think that would drop around the 27th, the weekend going into Halloween.
Right.
So, I mean, that makes sense. Right. That's our guess.
Yeah, you know, and like we said before, cramming all that in October, you know, just looking at this content guide, just the stuff that they told us we're going to get before Halloween, you know, October is going to be a busy month, not just, you know, for horror fans, for Friday the 13th, the game.
Yeah, true. And then people, God, so many people are going to be playing. With a Friday the 13th in October, gosh, the game's going to have a big, big jump again in October.
Yes.
So prepare yourself for that. But we will keep you informed, of course, and all that detail. So, like I said, if you're not subscribed, subscribe. We'll keep you up to date. Now, I know people are going to ask us right away, what do we think the new Jasons are? Since we're talking about the content guide, we see the two new Jasons are coming after winter or past the holiday season. Looking at that, I can give you our honest guess for what those Jasons are going to be. I would say probably Jason X, Uber Jason from Jason X, mm-hmm. And Part 5 Roy. Those are my two guesses, and then the maps are sitting there too. It seems like the maps are going to go hand in hand with the Jason. So, that being said, I'm not too sure if there's going to be a space map, because if you look at the content guide, I think that the first new Jason we see after Halloween, I think that's Jason X. And if that's the case, the map comes before the holiday season. If they were together, they drop at the same time,
right?
Just like Part 4. So I'd say we might see like a Part 6 map before. On the holidays.
Or a Manhattan map.
That's just so, it'd be so tough. I want it so bad. But.
Right, you know, our idea is just, you know, like the dock area. Maybe we get a little bit of the boat, just a one-level boat. The dock area, some back alleys, you know.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. And then you got to keep in mind the public area that is Manhattan.
Right, like where did all those people go?
Yeah, so I mean, if you have that, that's a tough map to do, especially for an independent game. What makes sense to me is a Part 6 Camp Forest Green map, and then when we get to Roy, to see a Part 5, the you know, the clinic area, the psych clinic.
Right, because the last new Jason and new map are, you know,
together, they're side by
together,
side.
Together, so we can, and they've said before that, you know, each of these, you know, each new Jason that they're going to be announcing, you know, has a map that, you know, can correlate to it, which is why we think that Part 4 and the Jarvis map are coming together. We're pretty locked into,
they're dropping at the exact same time.
Again, not confirmed. All but confirmed.
All but confirmed. And then when it comes to prices that people are asking, maps will always be free.
Yes.
They already confirmed that. As for Jason's, there's a pretty good chance that we see a price on Jason's. If not Part 4, I'm sure we'll see it in the future. I don't know if Part 4 Jason is going to cost anything, because you'd think they would have announced it already, that it's gonna have a price to it.
Yes. Here's the thing. This is the case for even AAA games, but this is, you know, independent game development companies. They need to keep, you know, their servers running. Yes, they made, you know, a lot of money off the, you know, sales, but, you know, that can't keep them going for, you know, the lifespan of this game. So paid clothing packs and paid Jasons, you know, are, you know, it's not pay to win. That's the thing. Like, that Spring Break pack, there's no, you know, what's it called, you know, game changing ultimately, you know, it's not pay to win. This Part 4 Jason, you know, I mean, Savini Jason was not pay to win, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
people claim that all the time.
I mean,
really,
I'd even say it's one of the weaker Jasons. So when I see a lot of comments, and that's my fault for going onto the Facebook page, but I see a lot of comments saying, nope, should be free. Not going to wait, not going to spend a penny on it because it should be free, blah, 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 you know. Then don't.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Like, if you don't want to spend, don't, man.
Right, and two, you know, it's buying it is supporting the game and supporting the creators, you know. And, you know,
that's why I buy it. I have no problem buying it.
Exactly, and also completionist issues. But
oh, yeah. Yeah,
got to have it.
Look at all the goddamn hockey masks here.
So, you know, again, these are independent game companies, you know, Gun Media and Illphonic, you know, and it's not, these aren't cash grabs or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where if you want it, if you're a fan, you want it,
you're
going to
cool. Want it.
You're going to buy it.
And, yeah.
And this stuff ain't costing that much. I mean, anything over, like, I don't think they should ever go over the $6 cost they got with Savini. I imagine they don't even cost that much. I imagine Part 4 Jason would cost like $4. And really, that's not bad. And apparently, they're this half-off stuff, like, they're probably going to keep that kind of thing going.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So, it's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, hit your true fans right away.
Exactly.
So I'm okay with that. And then it makes it easier for me to give away stuff to you guys because I can afford it.
Yeah.
So I hope they stick with that pattern. But it really, DLC costing money, it's a thing. And it's just a generation we live in.
It's nothing new.
Yeah.
When it's pay to win, that's when it's a problem.
Call of Duty.
But right now, there is no. It's not pay to win. Friday the 13th is not pay to win every time. And every time I see it, I in the comment section, I laugh. Yeah. I truly laugh. I do. Because if you played the game for, you know, one match, you would know that's not the case.
Right. Now, when it gets more interesting when it comes to paying for DLC is when it comes to counselors. Because they have they're going to have completely different stats. And if you have one that obviously stands out as being, like, smart and strong or something like that, I don't know, because that's when it gets more questionable to me. Because it doesn't take as much skill to be a counselor. No offense. There's a skill base there. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it doesn't take as much skill to play a counselor and to escape as it does getting lucky and finding stuff. But Jason, it takes a legitimate skill.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, paying to win as Jason's a different story, because I don't give a shit what Jason you give somebody. There's people that won't get a goddamn kill. I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, paying to win as a counselor could be a little bit of a different story.
Which is why, you know, if we see a new counselor, I don't think we'll get someone as, you know, well-rounded as AJ or Deborah or Adam. Because, I mean, those are some clear standout counselors.
We're never going to get a Tommy as a counselor.
Right.
Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. Everyone, you know, all these new counselors, I'm pretty sure are going to be, you know, pretty balanced. Just so there is no pay-to-win aspect. Or if everybody gets them, then you can. You can make them, you know, sort of a download-to-win.
Yeah. I guess. And we still have no idea what those new counselors are, especially the ones that come in this month. Next month, in October. We don't really I think it's weird that we have no idea what they are. Now, rumors still going around. Of course, Fox, they're talking about getting her real estate. You know, Shelly getting Larry Zerner. And Larry Zerner is obviously very interested. He wants to do it.
He plays the game.
Yeah, he plays the game. He tweets. He says on all platforms. And then he tweets about it like, oh, it seems like there's just one thing missing that would make this game better. And, you know, he does it all the time. So I don't know. If he was interested in doing it, it's why wouldn't they want him in the game?
Right. And, you know, there are no release dates for any of these. And, you know, they've even trademarked, you know, say soon trademark.
Yeah.
This, you got to remember, again, indie game, indie development. This is nothing new. This is completely common to not give release dates because you don't want to give, you know, more indie games. I mean, indie games don't have a following this big.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they give a release date, they could lose all of their following. Right. If Friday the 13th gives a release date and then doesn't miss it, I mean, you can already tell people, you know, drop off. I'm not going to play it until single player comes out, you know, and we see that, you know, we see that.
Which is why the drop of the content guide should have you some confidence that they probably already have this stuff done and ready to go.
Right. So. This is confidence and they have a plan and they're willing to, you know, let us in on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, we just know something's coming. We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And again, that's common for an independent, you know, company. I mean, even this is more than most, you know, indie companies, indie games do. Usually it's just, hey, you know, we're working on something. Boom, here it is, which, you know, we've gotten in the past, but now we have, you know, the future right here. We know what's coming and a general idea of when.
True. Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
That's our basic breakdown of what we expect from the content guide and what to go on. Sorry we talked so long about that stuff, but like I said, this is our place to discuss, and we don't get to do that often.
Right.
But if you do want to discuss with us more often, jump into our streams. We answer questions constantly. We're very interactive with our chat and, you know, in our Discord as well.
Yeah, you know, recently partnered Discord server. Thank you for that. We're in there all the time, you know, just talking about not just Friday the 13th. You know, we talk about all horror. We even talk about, you know, sports sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk with us. You want to talk with, you know, like-minded horror fans, like-minded people. You know, join our Discord server. Link is in the description. It's a fun place. It really is.
And Movie Night's coming back, too, in October. Yes. And we have a Friday the 13th marathon planned out. So you should probably be a part of that.
Yes.
It'd be a good time. Especially if you haven't seen, if you're like a big fan of the game and haven't seen the movies, I think you should have the experience of seeing the movies.
Yeah.
Especially with this DLC coming up. You want to understand the DLC that's coming up, you know, like, you should watch the movies. You would be a lot more entertaining and let me tell you, seeing a map that you've seen in a movie is pretty surreal.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, let's go ahead and finally move on to our next topic. Now, we're going to try keeping some of these pretty short, especially this one, even though it's going to be hard for me because I really want to talk about it. Jamie Lee Curtis returning to Halloween 2018. Now, I made it very clear in the past, Halloween is by far my favorite movie of all time. Absolutely has changed my life. I could watch it over and over and over again. So when John Carpenter is already on board as executive producer and loves the script that he has seen, and then he was so confident in that script that he took it to Jamie Lee Curtis, and then she liked the script, and then she was on board, willing to come out because she never really liked the horror genre, and willing to come back and do another one, that tells me a lot, and I'm totally pumped for it because of that. Now, while I don't like cash grab sequels or cash grab remakes, I do think that remakes and sequels have their place in cinema, and that they change a lot of things. And, you know, John Carpenter, even though he likes money, of course, he doesn't need money.
Right.
Jamie Lee Curtis does not need money. So, obviously, they're coming back to do something great for the fans. And when I see that, that tells me a lot. The thing is, where does this film even remotely take place? Now, a lot of people are speculating. I mean, the theories are all over the place. The thing is, though, back when, before Halloween got canceled and then delayed, of course, we already knew that Halloween was going to take place after the original Halloween 2. It was just going to be set far into the future, and it was going to follow the original deputy in Halloween 2 and Halloween, and we were going to go off of that. He was going to now be the sheriff, blah, 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 blah. So now we know she's coming back, and we know that she died in Halloween Resurrection. At least, now, one of the theories is that she survived in Halloween Resurrection, that she survived the fall. And that
the stab.
And the stab into the back, you know. I think if that was the story, that John Carpenter wouldn't be on board.
Right.
Because he loves the script. He said that many times. And that, that seems like a bad, bad idea to me.
Right. And, you know, I think it's safe to stick with what we've heard in the past, where it's a direct sequel to Halloween 2 and not, you know, take into account, you know, Halloween 3 and beyond.
Yeah. So 3 through 8, just throwing out the window, is pretty much, that's my guess. And Danny McBride even said he won't tell us where they're picking up from. He's like, I'm not going to tell you where we're picking up from, but I think you're going to like it. It's going to be interesting. And I'm going back to the roots of Halloween.
Right, and it is confirmed 40 years later from the original Halloween night.
Yeah, and one of the things, if you look at the picture that they release along with this announcement, it's the picture is Jamie Lee Curtis back in her original wardrobe, back on, you know, the house that she was at with Michael in the background. She stands in confidence. She stands the heroine that we know her as in those originals. I mean, you look at Resurrection, and I just don't think that's who we're going to see. Now, of course, like, there's nothing canon about that picture.
Right. Like, that could have been Photoshopped, too.
It could have been. I'm just saying, like, it just, that doesn't seem right to me. Now, there's no official synopsis at this point. I mean, not legitimately. We got something on HolloweenMovies.com saying, you know, it's pretty much just like, Laurie Strode's back to face off with her brother Michael Myers one last time, 40 years later.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, there's no real story there. It's just...
Yeah. You know, I remember seeing Jamie Lee Curtis trending on Twitter. And I was like, oh, did she die or something? Like, that fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. And I click on it. And to see that Jamie Lee Curtis was trending on Twitter because of her return to horror, you know, that was just a great feeling. And that was a great day.
Yeah, I don't, if you're a real fan of Halloween, and like I said, there's some bad sequels, and like I'm willing to admit that too. I mean, but if you're a fan of the original Halloween, and knowing that Carpenter is legitimately back, and he's taking quite a bit of creative control.
Yes.
And that they're so behind it, and the point that Jamie Lee Curtis, because she's always been pretty stuck in that she didn't want to come back.
Right.
Not so much that she hates the series, because Halloween started her career.
I mean, even H2O. I mean, she said
she
didn't like it.
She just wanted a way to close it out properly for the fans.
Right.
And, you know, then Resurrection happened, but yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense to me they're doing that, and then it's actually going to be a good film. And I'm glad they're going back to the roots of what is Halloween, a true evil entity.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty much all I really got to say about that. I'm super excited. I made a video about it, just talking about the news in general, so you should go check it out. Right there, the card. But with that, let's go ahead and move on. Now, I'm going to keep this one really short. Okay, because we every time we talk about this, we go into some sort of raging tangent, and it always goes too long. So I'm just going to give you some info about it and go from there. Jeepers Creepers 3. It comes out this Tuesday, all right, September 26th. It is a one-night only screening, okay, and select theaters. Now, I got lucky. Well, lucky, per se. Usually we don't get films in our theaters. Like, when it comes to select theaters, when they do that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Usually we don't end up getting it. Jeepers Creepers 3 is going to be in the theater near me, though. I am going to be able to see it. Nick's not going to be able to. It's a little too far away from him.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go see it. I am going to do some sort of review on it. I don't know if it's going to be a video, but it might just be a forum post or a post on Discord or Twitter or something.
Website.
Anything. Yeah, website. Anything. Now, when I go into that review, I'm not going to be biased just because of the acts of the director, of Victor Salva. I'm going to grade the movie for what the movie is. That being said, I do not condone the acts of Victor Salva. I've made it very clear in the past of exactly how I feel about that guy, and I was on board of those petitions.
Right. You know, we're a news podcast. We don't think we should, filter the news. I mean, even if we, disagree with the acts of a person involved with it. So we're going to bring you the news, no matter what. You know where to go if you want to voice your opinion. So.
Right. And, I'm not going to trash a film just because of the director, but there's a good chance I end up trashing anyway because I don't think it's going to be a good film.
Yeah.
So keep your eye out around Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll have some sort of review up and give my opinion on what is Jeepers Creepers 3, but I'm going in with very low expectations. That's all I'm going to leave there. But if you're interested in Jeepers Creepers 3, you want to go see it, check your local theaters because it is one night only. You have one chance to see it in theaters, and that's it. So if you want to see it, you're a big Jeepers Creepers fan, this is your chance, and that's it.
Right. Who knows, when we will be able to see it, again.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going with the VOD thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you really want to see it in theaters in, like, a proper, cinematic way, this is your one chance.
Yeah.
On a fucking Tuesday night of all things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, like I said, going to keep that short. Let's move on to our next and last topic of the day. This is an interesting one. The Scream TV series. Now, not long ago, we revealed that season 3 of MTV's Scream would be receiving a reboot treatment, needless to say, which means, in a TV sense, this is so weird to me. I don't know why they're doing this, but it means a completely new cast and completely new storylines. Now, Bloody Disgusting reported that the classic Ghostface mask is returning for season 3 of MTV's Scream. Now, that's really cool.
Yes.
That's good news. With good news always comes some sort of bad news. But, like I said, it was always a big deal that the mask was being replaced for the TV series. Like, if you're going to get rid of the mask we've grown to love from the movie, why even do the TV series?
Why name it Scream?
Yeah, why name it Scream? Pretty much. But people grew to like it.
Yes.
Some people kind of bought in. I don't mind it. I'm a huge Scream fan. It's one of those films, like number two on my favorite films list, So it was kind of hit me hard, too. But it's like, if you put that away and just watch it for what it is, I can get through Scream. But, hey.
Yeah. So synopsis for season 3 of Scream. Dion Elliott, a local star running back's tragic past comes back to haunt him at the worst time, threatening his hard-earned plans for his future and the lives of his unlikely group of friends. Okay.
So not much of a synopsis. I mean, just a very basic treatment.
Line.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing really big there. Mm-hmm. But what we do know is that the new showrunner is Brett Matt Matthews, who wrote The Vampire Diaries and Supernatural. I don't know what episodes he wrote. I didn't go into, like, deep research for his IMDb. But those are two very popular TV series that have gone on for a long time.
Yeah.
That being said, it's gone on for a long time. There's a lot of bad episodes mixed in there, too. I don't know which one's part of. So that's not really what I want to go on there. But, I mean, that gives you a little bit of faith if you're a fan of either of those series. Now, Matthews will also be joined by Queen Latifah, which is interesting. A bold decision. But I'm not really against it, and that's okay. Switching things up. Now, I might butcher these names, prepare yourself, but Shaquem Kamperi and Yanale Arti will be executive producing by the way of Latifah's Flavor Unit Entertainment banner. And then Harvey, of course, and Bob Winston are still on executive producers courtesy of Dimension TV. Now, I mean, that's not bad. Now, what this is, I'm back to, like, the things where we talked about why exactly are they rebooting it Now, I don't mind, because, you know, they said they want to have a more diverse cast. Yes. And I don't mind that, because we're in a generation where that diversity within cinema really needs to start having a push. Because, I mean, people just are not represented the way they should be in cinema and television.
Right.
So I agree with that. What I never liked about it is you established these characters. You gave me a storyline, and you left me on a cliffhanger in season two.
Yeah, you gave us two seasons. All right, you know, leave us on a cliffhanger. You know, we're waiting for season three. Nah.
Yeah.
Reboot. Like, whoa, hold on. You're not going to finish what you started? Like, you're leaving us on the cliffhanger.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's what bothers me. Because, you know, I just wish, totally okay with the diverse cast, I just wish it would have started that way. Right. You know? Because, I mean, Scream is...
Or even just, you know, slowly implemented.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? why reboot?
Especially, you know, on a show that's killing off people all the time. I mean, you could easily fill in new spots, but whatever.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You know, yeah. Why reboot, you know, mid-series? You know?
That's just one thing I didn't really agree with. And especially, you know... It wasn't, it seemed like they were solely rebooting just to change the cast, but not really the story.
Right.
It seems like we're kind of going to take the same story direction, just with a different cast. So it's like,
why?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just, you know, implement from season three on, you know?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm totally okay with the whole new diverse cast. Yeah, that's not a problem. I just wish it would have started that way instead of having to give me a storyline and then throwing it out the window and, you know,
yeah,
whatever. Now, what really kind of alarms me is what's coming with, you know, the release and the way they're doing it. So right now there's no specific premiere date, but what we do know is that the entire 6-episode third season, only 6 episodes, will be made available in a special 3-night event on MTV. And now their plan at this time is to do it sometime in March. So it's just 6 episodes. 3 nights. Now, we're not sure if they're going to be back-to-back-to-back.
Right. It might be, you know, a Friday, you get 2 episodes, and the next Friday, I mean, it could just be, you know, a weekend.
Yeah. To me, it seems like they want to do a weekend.
Yeah. Which... Or maybe a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Who knows? The real question is, why?
Yes.
You know, 6 episodes, I mean, I remember when they announced that they were rebooting for 6 episodes, like... Okay, so they're not – MTV is not confident in their show.
That's exactly what tells me. It's like they don't have any confidence, so we're just going to kind of throw it out there. And if people like it, maybe we'll continue.
Right. They couldn't make time. They couldn't make 6 weeks time, you know, even like a Sunday morning at like 2 a.m. Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever. Like you couldn't make time for your show that you want to keep. I mean, you're rebooting over. Yeah.
I mean,
over
obviously they didn't have confidence in the first place because they were rebooting it.
Yeah.
But you know, you want the title so badly that you're willing to reboot it and completely change everything up and see if fans will buy in. And to the point even like, you know, you're changing the mask now. You're changing what character that, you know, that people own that only like the TV series already grew to love.
Right.
So now you're giving us the movie one, which I mean, whatever. Maybe that's just kind of like their last like, oh shit, we need to find an audience. Right. Let's grab the movie fans right now. Let's bring the mask up.
Right, let's grab the movie fans. Let's grab the diversity, you know, we were talking about. Hopefully you like it. Here you go. Like,
yeah, it seems like they're pretty worried at this time.
Right, lack of confidence in their own show. You know, they want to keep this title, but they can't, you know, make time for it.
Yeah.
They can't even make 6 weeks, you know, March through April, you know, yeah. Like...
You know, and there's not too many MTV series that I like really right now at all. So when, you know, they're already like putting, well, this show isn't as important as the other ones already.
Yeah. We're just going to throw it on a weekend. Like,
God, I don't understand the decision.
Make a movie then.
Yeah.
If you're just going to drop it on us all at once, make a movie, MTV. I mean, nobody will watch it. I'm
going to level with you. And, you know, they're still taking... they're still very much driving off the Wes Craven name.
Yes.
And they still have him on as producer and whatnot. Yes. And they put that on every goddamn article they write about it.
Trailers. What,
yeah. You know, Wes Craven's legacy. I hate when people do stuff like that. Like, I get it. It is Wes Craven's legacy. But do you really think Wes Craven wanted a TV series in the first place? And do you really think Wes Craven wanted a rebooted mess and like as well? That's not him. He makes fun of stuff like that. That's what Scream does.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man. I gotta stop talking about it. Man, so yeah, please let me know what you think about Scream being rebooted. I mean, did you like the first two seasons? Because I really don't mind the first two seasons. I want to know what was gonna happen.
Right.
Because there was a whole big cliffhanger. I wanted to know what was gonna happen. And now I'm never gonna know what was gonna happen. it's a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, that is a wrap on Slash and Cast today. As always, thank you guys so much for watching. Editor, roll that outro. Hey, you. Thanks for watching this episode of SlasherCast. If you enjoyed, make sure you drop a like and click that box right down there to check out last week's episode.
Also, if you want to check out the film the fans are calling the best fan film of all time, make sure you click that box right down there to check out our Friday the 13th fan film.
While you're at it, click that circle right there to subscribe to our channel. Never miss a video again.
As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.